What's up, everybody? This is Joe.
And this is Chrissy.
And welcome to The Married Life.
Where we believe that it's never too early or too late to have an awesome marriage.
That's right. Two thumbs way up. If you're watching on YouTube, you see that.
Wow.
Do you remember back in the day when critics used to give like movies like two thumbs up. Or one thumb up or whatever? Robert Ebert, I think that's his name.
I don't know.
He was the man. But now it's like there's not just like one movie critic, right? Everyone's a critic on Rotten Tomatoes and like Cinema Score. So it's like you and I, you know what I mean? Anyways, I'm ADD. The two thumbs up threw me off.
So they don't give thumbs up anymore? What do they give? Tomatoes?
Yeah, they do.
They do?
You get a good tomato or you get a rotten tomato. Don't be a rotten tomato. Anyways, hopefully this podcast isn't getting a rotten tomato. So last week, we talked about two of the four responsibilities of marriage. And the first one was managing the train, right? And so that was all about like knowing the love languages, the personality, talking the finances, these certain
day-to-day
things. Yes.
Responsibilities.
Boom. You nailed it. The day-to-day. Number two was laying the tracks forward. So again, this is like knowing that, okay, cool. Our marriage is good right now, but we need to take steps forward. Mm-hmm. So, and some of the stuff that you're taking steps forward is going to be mundane every day, doing it over and over and over. So devotional, you know, meal prepping,
personal development, budgeting,
personal development. Yeah, exactly. The date nights every week you're doing that. You know what I mean?
It's more of like the maintenance that's building momentum.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. I was just talking to somebody the other day and she's 18 years old. I mentor her and she was asking like, you know, she sees marriage in her future. She's just trying to figure things out.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I wish somebody would have told me this at your age. You need to find five, maybe seven things, because she's so young, 5 to 7 things that you really want to focus on in your life. What are the important things in your life? Sit down, pray about it, focus on it, have somebody help you with them once you kind of figure out what they are, and focus hardcore on them. And in the next 5 years of your life, they're probably going to change because she's not married. She doesn't have kids. Like those will be focuses later. But, that's what this kind of reminds me of. Really finding those areas of your life where you need to focus.
Yep.
Need more focus.
So anyways, we only went through two last week, responsibilities. So we're going to hit on the other two this week. And again, this is like, these are fun activities that you can do with your spouse. You still have your picture of your train.
Where'd your paper go?
I lost it. Super. I'm the responsible one. Your paper, I'm going to see. You can see it in YouTube. Yep. You can see it. It's perfect. I was just like really intimidated by your drawing. So
whatever.
I was like,
no,
I'm
you're
not,
just very irresponsible and you lost it. Don't even lie. Don't lie to these people. You know, Joe.
Whatever. Here
you
we go.
Know.
Okay. So the third thing you're going to want to draw on that piece of paper. Go ahead, Chrissy. Hold up your beautiful piece of paper.
Hold it up.
Yep. Is you're going to want to draw a future city. Yep. Right on that.
All the way to the right side.
Yep. The right side of your paper. So go ahead, Chrissy.
I'm going to draw my beautiful cityscape.
Yep. I like, instead of like Avengers Tower, I want to see Joe and Chrissy Tower.
I don't know what that means.
The Avengers, the Avenger Tower, where they fight at the end of Avengers 1, and then, wow, okay. I got work to do, I guess. Didn't realize that. Anyway, so the whole point of building or writing down this future city is this is the third step, because you want to dream, because again, we're talking about a train, you're on the tracks and you're going to a destination. What is your future? What does that look like for you and your spouse? Go ahead, hold up. Wow. That's a good city.
Thank you.
That definitely beats my last city that I drew.
I worked really hard at it.
You've been thinking on this for a week, haven't you?
You know.
You're like, how am I going to beat Joe? Not knowing that Joe lost his piece of paper.
Boom.
So, anyways, what does the future of our marriage look like? What do we see? Do we see kids? Do we have a business? Are we starting a business? Is it a job? Is it moving? Is it buying a home? Is it school? Is it being debt free? Mm-hmm. Is it to start a podcast? Do you want to write a book? Do you want to write a blog? You know, like what does it look like? Because we all have dreams inside of us and there's no one better to dream with than your spouse.
That's so true. I think that, we've talked about this a lot in our podcast, but you don't want to get stuck in the everyday mundane things. Like that spot sucks. Mm-hmm. I mean, I love my life. I'm not gonna say that. But like on those days where I'm like frustrated and I feel like I'm stuck and I'm not going anywhere with my life, like I remember on the things that you and I dream about. Like, okay, we're doing this, we're doing this, we're doing this, especially especially when we were getting debt free.
Yep.
Shoot me.
Yep.
Like, that was a really difficult time. And I'm so thankful that we did it without kids, because that would have been really hard. When we weren't going out to dinner with other people and we weren't spending extra money on like the nicer things or being able to go shopping whenever we want to and doing all of that kind of stuff, because we were throwing every single when we couldn't go garage sailing and buy something worth $5.
Or if we did, our wife broke down crying about it.
Listen, it was real. And so
the globe pushed her over the edge.
Why?
I don't know. You tell me. It's emotional.
No. Why did you buy the globe?
Globes are cool.
Are they?
If I had it my way, our house would be full of globes. Mm. They just scream sophistication. I'm like, oh, have you been to Nigeria?
No.
It's right here on the globe.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, been to South Africa.
But that was a really difficult time where we were so focused. We had a very specific budget on anything, everything. And if we wouldn't have dreamed that together.
Yep.
That would have caused a lot of confrontation.
Yeah.
But that was our dream together.
Yep.
You know, and so we worked really hard at that.
I think also, even for us, is this whole, the married life started by us just having this idea that we write notes to each other in the morning.
Right.
When we're making coffee. And we're mm-hmm. like, man, what if other people were encouraging their spouse first thing in the morning?
Yeah.
Because the world, everything you hear is just negative, you know? Mm-hmm. Not everything. Okay. I'm not trying to, you know, be drama. Debbie Down. Yeah, exactly. But even when you're on social media, you get on social media to get filled up.
Right.
But most of the time you get pulled down because you see someone that someone said, or this person has more likes. And I think this is funny. I told you this a couple weeks ago. Instagram is now starting to take off the number of likes that you get, that you cannot actually see it because there's so much research about how people are getting depressed by it. So in Canada already, that when you go to your Instagram picture, it'll say like Joe and Chrissy liked your picture. But after that, it just says, and others. It doesn't mm-hmm. say that you have
and
42
55 others.
Exactly. It doesn't say like the number of likes or anything like that. And you can't find out unless you have, what's it
like
called?
A business
account.
Yep. Something like that.
But I was like, that's so interesting because again, like we try to get on social media to be social, to yeah. have a relationship.
Yeah.
But a lot of times we get FOMO because of it. Fear of missing out. I'm not, mm-hmm. I'm missing out on likes or what someone did last night, mm-hmm. even though I did something, you know?
Yeah.
So anyways, the whole idea was, what if we encourage each other in the morning and other couples did this,
yeah.
what could that look like in marriages?
Yeah.
If our spouses right away are lifting us up and we know like, man, today might be a crappy day, but my spouse believes in me.
Right.
You know?
And that's it. That puts so much more like oomph behind your step during the
right.
day.
Right.
You know?
And then from that dream, that idea, birth this, mm-hmm. you know, and not just this, but we had a conference last year. We're having many conferences this year. We're having another conference this year
yeah.
and just where it's gone, just again, because you and I took time
to dream
mm-hmm. with each other. And
yeah.
again, we're not telling everybody start a podcast or a blog or anything,
but there's something inside of
there
you.
There is.
There's something inside
God
your marriage.
God has given something. There's a reason you're together.
That's it. So when we do premarital counseling or even just regular counseling with people, we always ask the couple, why do you believe that God put you together?
Right.
It's not because you fell in love or blah, 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 mm-hmm. because that stuff is so surfacey.
Mm-hmm.
There is a very specific purpose inside of you that God has given you. And there is a very specific purpose in your spouse, husband, whatever, that God has given them.
Yep.
And that is the purpose that you guys are together. You yep. guys complement each other very well. And if you can tap into that, then you guys are dreaming. Then you're doing something way bigger than yourself, something that you can't do by yourself because
yep.
you need your complementary partner
yep.
to do it with you.
You know, and I even think, again, for us, but also then for our kids, because we dreamed about what does it look like in our future with whatever God's calling us to, if we're traveling, if we're doing whatever conferences, like with kids. And that's
yeah.
where we had the discussion about homeschooling.
Yeah.
Because we don't want to be leaving our kids behind, you know?
Yeah, we want them to be a part of it. We
exactly.
want them to grow up in ministry too.
Yes.
And see all the stuff.
And that's what I love about our church and our lead pastors, Pastor Dave and Vanessa, is even Wednesday, we're having a leadership teaching. And it's like, even though it's a work day, we're having childcare so kids can come.
Yeah.
And so I can bring Vivian while you're with Gwen at co-op, you
yeah.
know?
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's just sitting down and taking that time to dream.
What works for your family?
Yeah.
What do you want to do? And here's the thing. We talked about this last time. Sometimes when you're in the train cart, it's very mundane. But nobody is going to be happy on a train long term if they don't know where it's going.
Yep.
You might think that, you know, I feel like when you get married on your wedding day and you have all these big dreams, they might not necessarily be on paper or vocalized, but you just, you're so expectant of the future. And somewhere in the train cart, you get lost. Yep. And you don't know where you're going.
Yep.
And so here, and number three, look to your city. What is it that you guys are dreaming for? Yeah.
It's so important.
It's so important.
I mean, and that's the thing. Like, God has given us dreams. He's given us the ability to dream. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? And it's like, it's an exciting thing to do, to think about, like, what could my life be? You know, where could I go? Mm-hmm. And again, like we said, doing this on a date night, go get a cup of coffee, go get ice cream, you know, with your wife.
And just write it out. Yeah. It could be the most ridiculous thing. But once you start writing stuff down, it's like, okay, well, that could be maybe in like 20 years. But in order to get there, you know, and you just start talking and dreaming and actually laughing and having fun with your spouse, you know, so it's just, it's more than dreaming, but I mean, that's, it's a big part.
And so that leads us to number four.
Number four.
And so Chrissy's going to do this. She's going to draw tracks.
I actually don't know.
I know you made your city too big, which is great. You have a big dream.
I was dreaming big.
You got a big dream, girl. I like
it. Calm down.
No, I'm calmed up. You ever hear that? Like, what, people say calm down, but am I calmed up right now?
You can be underwhelmed and you can be overwhelmed, but could you ever just be whelmed?
I'm whelmed right now. So Chrissy right now drew her tracks from her city back to the other tracks. That's what number four is.
I went this way.
Yeah, you want to lay tracks backwards to connect to the moving forwards track. So again, what this is saying is like, okay, we have a dream. Now, how do we actually connect that dream?
How do we connect today?
Yes.
To our future dreams. Exactly. What do I need to do today?
Yep. So one thing that Chrissy and I have done, and we talked about this often, Jimmy Evans has a book, The Mountaintop of Marriage. It's so important. This is a vision retreat.
Yeah.
And so as you're setting up that dream and stuff, a vision retreat really helps you. Okay, what do we need to do? So here's an example. Us just starting the podcast, right? This is a very different setup today. It's still very generic, you know, what we used to have.
We're very professional.
Yeah. We are recording on two iPhones. That's where our YouTube channel's recording, Chrissy's phone, my phone. We have microphones that we bought from the church. We have these boom stands that we bought off Amazon, some XLRs, a Zoom, and our laptops with our notes on it.
And our really dirty kitchen table.
I know. I hope you can't see the lettuce and the chips that are on it.
It was dinner and I didn't have time to clean it up. Don't judge me.
So judgmental. All these married people.
And we still don't know if you're wearing pants. So.
Oh, are you wearing pants? Oh my gosh. This is the pants off episode.
It's married life.
So anyways, saying all that, this, again, isn't elaborate, but it's an advance from where we started, because where we started was...
In front of a lake.
Yep.
With the phone in front of our face.
In a car. Literally, in a car. We were on a date, pulled over, and just recorded on the voice memo app on our phone. And so now where we're at today, because we knew we want to keep advancing this. And it wasn't even our idea to put out the video. I think that was Shayna or Jennifer told us, like, you're already recording it. Like, because we would record the video just for social to put up stuff. And they're like, why not put it on YouTube? And we're like, oh, that's a no-brainer. You know what I mean? And so we just made this setup a little more elaborate. And it still isn't elaborate. You know, like, it's very simple.
We're very fancy.
Yeah, we are. As we're doing this at 8:30 at night in our dirty kitchen.
With no pants on.
But this is the thing, is that we had a dream of starting a podcast, and it was, okay, what do we need to start it? Because here's the thing. If you think that you have to get all this crap in order before you can reach your dream, you're never going to take that step. Just do something small. We started recording on a phone. You know what I mean? And it's just something little like that we put out. And again, now we have a conference. Now we're doing many conferences. We're doing this every week. And so you have to put the groundwork into reaching that dream. Mm-hmm. So whether it's getting out of debt, like we talked about, doing the Dave Ramsey thing, we've talked about that in past podcasts. You can go back and listen to, whether it is starting a business, you know, what does that look like? My brother and Mackenzie, my brother and sister-in-law, they just started a business, Adjusted Living. And
they started out of their home.
Yep.
They didn't have this huge overhead where they, you know, felt like they were overwhelmed. He literally did his practice out of his home and they made it work for a year or two. I think it was 2 years.
Yeah. Where other people will say, well, I'm not going to start my business until I get my storefront.
Right.
And he's like, no, I'm going to do this.
I'm doing it.
Same thing with India, one of our pastors on staff. He is such a good cook. And didn't have money for a storefront. So what's he do? He gets a food truck. Yep. You know what I mean? And is super successful that now the vision is to have another food truck, mm-hmm. but his vision is to have a brick and mortar store.
Yeah.
And again, so he has this dream that's down the road, but it's like, what are the tracks that I need to lay down to get to that dream?
Exactly. You know,
that's what Ryan and Mackenzie had. We mm-hmm. have this dream of having an office one day. What are the tracks we need? Well, first we need some people that just know about us, you know, let's build people up. Let's show that there's a difference like mm-hmm. that chiropractic is going to make in their life and get people start talking instead of trying to open a business and have no
money. All this money on advertisement. Exactly. Nobody knows who you are and nobody like you're not legit and yep. all this kind of stuff. No, just build your own traction and build it small.
Yep, exactly. So, and it's so important to dream about that vision, you know, like 4-5 years out. You can dream a year out, but you know what? I mean,
it's not really a dream. I mean, that's actually number four. Those are the tracks.
Yeah.
In the next year, you're going to be building the tracks backwards.
Yeah.
So you really want to be dreaming like 4-5 years out. And I would like throw bigger visions in there. Like you can have bigger visions yep. than that, but things that you can actually really accomplish in those 4-5 years and then start laying tracks backwards that you're going to making baby steps
yep.
in the next year.
And I would say too, like revisiting that city, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So if we're still seeing that city, are our tracks lined up to get to that city mm-hmm. or have we detoured somewhere? You know, Pastor Dave Vanessa said all the time, you know, like when you just start get 1 degree off, but you never come back, your target's here, but you're way over here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So it's like, okay, what do we need to shift to make sure? I mean, even for us, we're constantly shifting how we record this podcast,
yep.
you know, and when we record it, sometimes we have Mackenzie and Ryan watch our girls, our 2-year-old and our 5-year-old. So we could record and we were trying to record like 4 at a time. Now we're recording at night when we laid them down for bed
yeah.
because sometimes it just wasn't working out. And then on the weekends we try to do it and something would come up. So it's like, what do we need to adjust to make sure that we're still putting out stuff? Because right. we want to invest in your guys' life. And this, again, it's investing in our life, yep. you know,
no,
we just
so
share
true.
What we get.
Yeah. And I think that because you 3 and 4 are so important, 1 and 2, you're in like, those are the things you're getting stuff done. And it's like, you know, the same things over yep. and over again. Stuff is getting done. You're going to spend most of your time in 1 and 2.
Yep.
But really, the excitement comes
yeah.
from 3 and 4.
For sure.
So revisiting that constantly is just going to get you excited. And you're going to start rolling out goals like it's nobody's
yes.
business.
Agreed.
Enthusiasm comes from 3 and 4.
Yep, that's true. And Pastor Dave Vanessa, our lead pastors, they say it all the time that vision leaks. And it's
Explain
so true.
That.
So if we have a vision for a podcast, but we forget what the why is, you know, because we believe that marriages, you know, that it can always be better, you mm-hmm. know, like you can always take it up a level. If we forget that, well, then pretty soon we're like, we don't really need to do a podcast today.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't really, you know what I mean? Because vision leaks, it's going to seep out.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to forget that why. So you always have to revisit that dream.
Yeah.
Why did we say we wanted to do this in the first place?
Right.
Because we know that the devil is attacking marriages and we want to come against that.
Exactly.
Because we know that there is more out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so vision leaks. So again, that's why you want to talk about, hey, we talked about this a few months ago. Has anything shifted? You know, we haven't yeah. really been walking it out. We haven't laid the tracks down. Let's revisit this. Let's come yeah. back to it. And
Let's
that's something that we do.
Again.
Exactly.
Let's stir it up a little bit.
Yes.
Yeah. Get people around you. Get people that are going to get excited. We have so many friends that are just so excited about this podcast. And honestly, that like helps.
Oh, for sure.
That like,
you need cheerleaders.
You really do. You need some cheerleader friends in your life. And I've got a handful of them.
Listen,
and it's amazing.
My sister-in-law, like, again, because a lot of times, you know, family's hard to speak to, you know?
Yeah.
And last or 2 weeks ago when I didn't put the podcast up, she was like looking and she told me at the office, she was like, I was like, where is it? It's supposed to be up. It says on the Instagram that it's up right now. I was like, oh yeah, I totally forgot to put it up. I'm putting it up on Friday. But she like looked forward to it. And even that, like, it helps me. You know, Becky
yeah.
Kramer is one of our biggest cheerleaders.
Shout out.
Tina Stuber, you know what I mean? Sean Warren. I mean, like, you have these people that are just in your corner.
Yeah.
And that's what you want. And that's important to have those people to talk mm-hmm. about, like, hey, this is a dream that me and Chrissy have. What do you think? You
yeah.
know, like, will you be there to cheer us on when we feel like, man, this is hard?
Mm-hmm.
And again, that's even like Sean Warren, who started again, like stepped out to start his own business. You know?
Yeah.
And I'm telling you what, like, just when people are, you know, that someone's cheering for you, even though you're putting in extra hours when you're starting something, but it's something that him and Sarah dreamed about together.
Exactly.
And it's like the excitement of, okay, even though maybe Joe's not saying something or Chrissy or whatever, but I know my wife is here for me, or I know
yeah.
my husband is here for me.
Yeah.
You got to also be each other's biggest cheerleaders.
Yeah.
Because because there's gonna be days that you want to quit. There's gonna be days that, I mean, I was thinking about it when I was eating my applesauce. I'm like, do we really want to record our podcast tonight? Should we do it tomorrow night? But then it's like the last minute thing, which I hate. And so it's like, no, I need to do this, you know? Yeah. And it's, again, just cheering each other out. And when you look that good, it's easy for me to sit across from you and talk to you.
Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I do want to give a shameless plug. Here's the deal. There are so many marriages out there that you think are quote unquote fine. Like they're doing fine. They're okay. And there might be some people that you think that are really struggling and that they need help. Share this podcast. You don't know who is going to need it, who's going to stumble upon it. Like get it on your Facebook, get it on your Instagram and just share it. I know that people are going to be changed by it. They're just going to even to start that passion in them to have a really good marriage. Maybe that's a dream of somebody's and just start sharing this on Facebook because I just really believe as you were saying that it's going to change somebody that you know. Mm-hmm. And so just put it out there. Say, hey, listen to this. It's fun. It's silly. It's weird. Whatever you want to say.
Yeah.
It's all of those things. And so
because, go ahead. Well, I was just going to say one of the things is too, like when it comes to marriages, a lot of times we keep things in the house.
It's private.
It's very private. And so a lot of times when you're like, what? They're getting divorced. They're having issues. Like, you know, you didn't know that.
Yeah.
And so when you can just share like, hey, this is a fun podcast. And here's the thing. It's the goal isn't just to get them to listen to us because as we've been growing our marriage, obviously we don't even just listen to our podcast. You know what I mean? Like how conceited, like I'm listening to the Married Life podcast. I'm listening to Joe. He's so funny. Oh, she sounds cute. That we listen to like, you know, Jimmy Evans, Matt Chandler. We listen to these guys, Joby Martin, who have like awesome marriage sermons, ministry, Shannon O'Donnell. Dan Seaborn, you know, like different people that, again, it's just like once you start listening to one, you're like, I want more of this.
Yeah.
And so if they start listening to us, they're going to find then Jimmy Evans. They're going to find Dan Seaborn. They're going to find other people who are like, ooh, this person actually really is something that I need.
Yeah, you know? Might not be somebody's style, but nope. It's a starter.
We're a starter kit.
We're a starter kit. So why don't we get into some practical questions that you can ask yourself about this for responsibilities and how to really evaluate where you're at.
Yep.
Okay. So question number one, am I currently spending the appropriate amount of time in all four of these areas? Right. In the train car, in the tracks moving forwards, in the city vision,
dreaming,
that's the word I was looking for. And then connecting the track backwards. Are you appropriately, you shouldn't be dreaming all the time.
Right.
If you're just dreaming all the time, you're not getting the things done day to day and everybody around you is frustrated 100%.
And husbands, I want to speak to that. I know dudes out there that it's like you have a dream and it's all you talk about, but then you don't put the work out to do it.
Yeah.
And it's like your wife
is frustrated.
She's
so frustrated with you and she's probably telling you and you're ignoring her.
Yep.
Because you're dreaming. Because
one day I'm going to do this one day.
What are you doing today?
Exactly. Do something today to reach that one day.
Exactly.
You know, just don't talk about it. Put some work. And here's another person listening to Gary V. He's totally not a Christian. I think I talked about this a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Cusses like crazy. But the dude, I mean, he's just real, you know, he's like raw. He's like, listen, you don't make excuses. You can do this. And so if some of you need like inspirational stuff, I don't know how inspirational it's going to be. he's just going to rip you a new one.
Speaker.
Yeah.
No, but he's the real deal. Yep. And he is going to say it like it is. And some people need to hear that.
Yep. But I think that's like Pastor Dave and Pastor Vanessa, because like even when starting the church here, it's like, hey, literally they pulled into Chesterton, went to the, what's it called?
Chamber
and said, we're going to start a church. And like, where? And we're like, I don't know. You know, like, but they knew they were going to do it and they started working at it,
yeah.
You know, and started looking around and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so it is, just take that step. Don't just sit in your dream all day. But then there's some people that, again, like your wife needs to dream with you.
Yeah.
You know, that you're working so much on, you know, the managing.
Right now.
Yeah, exactly. The right now.
You're not looking ahead.
Exactly. And like you said, when someone doesn't know what the destination is, they're not going to stay long because if they don't see that we're making progress.
Yeah.
Oh, how much does that suck?
That's frustrating.
Like we want to know we're making progress to get somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Not just to like, is this going to be our life the rest of our life?
Remember, you got married and you were dreaming together for a better future.
Yep.
So don't forget.
So
where are you heavy? Are you heavy in the train cart? Are you too busy dreaming? What are you doing?
Yep.
Where you at?
Yep.
What changes do I need to make to my schedule to better spend time in each of the four areas? Yep. I don't think that they need to be evenly distributed because you shouldn't be dreaming as much as you're doing like the day-to-day stuff because you actually need to put the work in.
Yep.
You do need to spend a lot of time in one and two.
Mm-hmm.
But is there an appropriate amount of time and how do you need to move your schedule around.
Well, I even think, even if you have many dreams, let's call them power naps.
Oh my gosh. That's funny.
But when you go on a date night and you're having coffee, you can easily bring up that dream. Hey, we talked about this. How are we doing with it? Yeah. You know, just talking about that excitement mm-hmm. where, again, you're not spending a whole vision retreat like weekend, like what we were talking about.
I think that needs to be like once a year.
Yeah, for sure. The vision retreat. But heck, you can yeah. have these power naps every month, you know, and that's talking funny. About your dream.
Yeah.
You know,
it's true.
Yep.
What changes do I need to make to my mindset to be more effective spouse in the short term and the long term?
Yep.
It is a mindset. It really is. A lot of people need to change some things in their mind, whether it's healing, whether it's whether you think that you're good enough for even like a dream that you feel, you know, yeah. like there's a lot of things that we dream about and I feel unqualified.
100%.
You know, and so, but I think that that's where God's grace comes in.
Yep.
You got to get your heart right. You got to get your mindset right. It isn't in your own.
Well, what were you were even reading last week. You told me that you were struggling with that, the unqualified thing. And you read something because you just finished Mark and you don't remember.
Nope.
It really hit you deep. Oh, but I think even that for the guys is just to remember, like, as like, what changes do I need to make in my mindset to be more to be a more effective spouse? Is that this takes work. Mm-hmm. Marriage takes work, and I guess it's for, you know, the women too. But just speaking of the guys, like, you need to know like your wife's love language. You know, like, you need to maintain the daily thing. You know, again, like the personality. I think, man, when you really go into the
personalities.
Yeah, the personalities. And
I am all about it.
It's so important for guys because you're just going to understand your wife more. And here's the thing, guys.
Your wife isn't weird.
Nope. Well.
She's weird in her own Enneagram number way.
Yeah. But what I was going to say is that, so when you go out to dinner, when we go out to dinner and we're looking at a menu, I just can't read your mind and see what you want, right? I got to ask you, I'm like, what are you going to get? Mm-hmm. And then you tell me. Husbands, for some reason, we are so dumb in this area that I'm not just going to ask you like, hey, how can I serve you better around the house? Hey, how can I serve you better in the bedroom? Hey, how can I take care of the kids better? Or how am I doing with the finances?
Yeah.
Instead, we just kind of keep brushing on the rug until our wife is going to bring it up to us. But we need to be the leads of the house mm-hmm. and say, how can I serve you better? Because that's our role, is to be the lead servant, you know,
yeah.
not to be like the head of the house, you know, like, and make it all domineering and stuff. Like, no, we're called to be the lead servant in yeah. our house.
And I think that's where a lot of people get caught up. They're like, how do I lead my wife?
Serve her and ask her. Ask.
Mm-hmm. She'll tell you.
Yep. 100%.
Maybe that's what they're afraid of.
Well, hey.
No, she's going to tell me. That's yeah. why I don't
just,
ask.
Well, this is what you need to do then. say, give me three things.
There you go.
Don't, because I know there's going to be a list, right? Mm-hmm. You know, like the ladies out there are like, oh, I'll tell you what you can do.
I'm going to bust out my notebook.
Like, she's like, not only do I have a notebook, I have if it's Jennifer Collins, she's got a Word document. She's got a spreadsheet ready.
She's got a PowerPoint presentation exactly. all ready, like, for you.
Todd, let me show you exactly how you can serve me better.
And here's the thing, like, as a mom, whether I'm working or not, it is going to change on the daily.
Yep.
And so constant communication. I mean, I feel like we talk about that constantly, keeping that communication line open of how can I serve you today? Or don't just ask her one time and do that for the rest of your life.
Right.
Like, you're going to dig yourself into a hole and they're going to get frustrated again and it's going to bring you nowhere.
Yep.
And so it's a constant communication. And this is for the wives as well. It's not just for the husbands.
Yeah.
You know, you can ask your husband as well.
Yep. But that's it for the four responsibilities of marriage. Hopefully that helped you guys out. And like Chrissy mm-hmm. said, do us a favor, share this. It's not even for us. It's for other people
yeah.
that need it, you know?
Yep.
And if you guys know of awesome podcasts, like, we'd love to hear it. So share it with us,
yep.
you know, let us know, tag us at The Married Life on Instagram. Is it The Married Life? At themarriedlife.us. Yeah. That's where you can find us on Instagram and on Facebook. But seriously, like, let us know, because other people need more resources mm-hmm. to better their marriage. So I'm Joe.
And I'm Chrissy.
And this is The Married Life.
Where we believe that it's never too early or too late to have an awesome marriage.
Yep. We'll see you guys later.
Bye-bye.